GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, August 24, 2026. Compiled Monday, August 24, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Global Quantum Financial System Goes Live. Mainstream Media Takeover, EBS, 10 Days of Darkness. While Global Military Alliance Makes Mass Arrests. Judy Note, Sunday, August 23, 2026, inside the emergency broadcast system, the blackout protocol, Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram. When IT activates, every civilian communication system goes dark. Screens turn black. Signals vanish. Social media freezes. The world goes silent, until one voice speaks. When the screens go dark, remember, the darkness does not mean the end. IT means the light is ready to speak. See daily reports. Sunday, August 23, 2026, Wednesday, August 12, 2026, President Trump gave the green light to activate the Worldwide Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, and order the Global Military Alliance to take over the mainstream fake news media to make mass arrests of treasonous global elites. Be prepared for worldwide emergency alerts, blackouts and 10 days of communication darkness. Emergency alert system on Telegram. See daily reports. Sunday, August 23, 2026, President Trump has shared a map depicting the Strait of Hormuz as a new U.S. territory, fueling chaos, Trump office on Telegram. Sunday, August 23, 2026, a Trump investigation recently uncovered $8.3 billion in fraudulent research grants to universities. These universities were conducting illegal bioweapon research in partnership with foreign governments. There were 15 university presidents, 47 federal contractors, 3 members of Congress and 8 judges involved. They were all coordinating with foreign operatives to develop biological weapons on American soil, 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram. Sunday, August 23, 2026, MedBed bombshell, 99% of cancer cured in under an hour, the suppressed healing technology they say could change human medicine forever, open the doors and let humanity see them. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, the cabal is dismantled, Ricardo Bossi on how the White Hats dismantled the global control grid, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, that's all that's left. August 24. The date they don't want you to circle, JFK 17 Letters Awakening on Telegram. Right now, at this very moment, 3 things are being moved simultaneously. Gold. Central banks bought more gold in the last 90 days than in any quarter since 1967. Not investment banks. Central banks. They're not buying gold because they're scared. They're buying it because they know what's replacing the dollar. Quant nodes, the QFS backbone went from 12 active nodes in January to 67 active nodes as of last Friday. Each node processes 1.4 million transactions per second. Swift access keys. Ripple's partner Thunes quietly announced stablecoin payouts to 11,500 banks through Swift. That's a replacement wearing a disguise. 3 moves. 1 deadline. August 24. Every bomb that falls on Tehran is a distraction from what's happening in the server rooms underneath the Federal Reserve buildings in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. They're migrating the ledger. $23 trillion in U.S. debt. $8 trillion in offshore accounts. Every transaction, every loan, every dark money transfer since 1971, all of it is being moved from the old system to the new one. And when the migration is complete, the old system gets unplugged. That's what August 24th is, a deadline for the Federal Reserve. See daily reports. Sunday, August 23, 2026, currently, there is no public access to QFS accounts. Any individual or platform claiming they can help you redirect your funds into a QFS account today is engaging in a scam. There have been reports of individuals losing tens of thousands of dollars to these predatory schemes. The transition to the new financial system is a military-grade operation. When it is ready for public integration, it will not come through unsolicited internet offers. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, Thai 4B currency exchanges were being reported across the U.S. These were test exchanges done by private appointment. Signed NDAs. Terminals flashing revalued rates for seconds before vanishing. Bankers speak in code. Security teams double their shifts. Redemption centers stand by in silence. Something is moving, quietly, powerfully and irreversibly, Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram. Sunday, August 23, 2026, the structural reset has begun, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Election fraud, multiple affidavits exposed thousands of military mail-in ballot batches being 80% to 90% all for Biden, with some even being 100% all for Biden in the GA 2020 election. One military batch showed 950 for Biden, and zero for Trump, which is statistically impossible. Witnesses also testified that they all looked like Xerox copies, the paper looked and felt different, and the watermark did not match other authenticated ballots. Congressional hearing on 2020 election fraud. Sunday, August 23, 2026, an American is so upset with the job market she's in tears. She's clearly been trying to get a job for a long time. She was offered a job and then the offer was rescinded. She has every right to be this upset. In the last 12 months, 70 to 80% of jobs went to foreign-born workers. Roughly 90% of all U.S. job gains went to foreign workers since 2020. This is real data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We are being replaced by foreigners. Edward Snowden on Telegram. Sunday, August 23, 2026, Wall Street and London so panic, but Scott Bessent's secret plan is crushing them, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, the Hamiltonian restoration. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent drops economic nuclear bomb on globalists, dependency is slavery. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, midterm megabomb, Elon Musk deploys $100 plus million war chest as Trump's MAGA machine gears up, the America First power play that could crush the midterms, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 23, 2026, every hospital in the United States received a sealed envelope from the Department of Defense, JFK 17 letters awakening on Telegram. Friday morning. At 9 a.m. every hospital administrator in the United States, all 6,129, received a hand-delivered envelope marked Department of Defense, Medical Directive 2026-04, for department use only. It was hand-delivered by uniformed military personnel who waited in the lobby until the administrator personally signed for it. No hospital publicly disclosed the contents of the envelope. But four administrators broke the silence on an encrypted forum a few hours later. Their posts all had the same tone: everything is about to change. The directive is 11 pages long. The first page contains a single instruction, effective immediately: all contracts for the procurement of pharmaceutical products with the following entities are suspended pending federal review. The list contains 31 companies. All the major pharmaceutical manufacturers on the planet: Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, AstraZeneca, Novartis, Roche, all of them. Suspended. Not renegotiated. Not modified. Suspended. Page 2 introduces the replacement, a new federal medical supply chain operating under military logistics command. The supplies don't come from pharmaceutical labs. They come from facilities operating under Department of Defense classification since 2021. Facilities that produce frequency-based healing devices, bioregenerative compounds, cell restoration technology, equipment that hospital staff have never seen, never been trained on, and never knew existed. Pages 3 through 8 are training protocols. All doctors, all nurses, all technicians, mandatory 72-hour certification in what the directive calls quantum medical systems. Not optional. Not voluntary. Mandatory. Page 9 is what silenced the administrators. He claims that all patient charges through private insurance companies will be reduced to zero in 90 days. No more co-payments. No more deductibles. No more $47 aspirins. No more $300,000 cancer treatments that don't cure cancer. The funding model is shifting entirely to the QFS medical allocation system, a pre-funded, asset-backed account assigned to every citizen at birth. An account you were never told about. An account that has been accumulating value since the day your birth certificate was registered. Your birth certificate wasn't just a record. It was a security. Traded on the stock exchange. Valued in the millions. The profits went to the corporation that owned the system. That corporation no longer owns the system. The 90-day countdown has begun. In November, the hospital you walk into won't be the one you remember. The pills will be gone. The equipment will be different. The bill will be zero. They kept you sick because healthy people don't generate revenue. This business model just received its termination notice. Delivered personally. Sunday, August 23, 2026, President Trump just made a move that absolutely terrified the deep state. On July 25, 2026, he put all federal diversity staff on paid leave, effective immediately, 107, JFK Jr., on Telegram. Trump is preparing a 48-hour national address. When he speaks, the emergency broadcast system will activate nationwide. The military tribunals begin August 1. The evidence will be declassified. They built a system to hide trillions of dollars. They used diversity as cover. They infiltrated every agency. They were preparing to take down the Republic. But Trump saw it coming. See Daily Reports. Out.